So yesterday, or Monday, we began discussing the conversation between the Smag and the Tor. The Smag said that if someone asks a Shaila, and they say they're Shishim, so it should be Musha, you should find out whether the Shishim shall Heter all happen, all was inserted at the same time, or perhaps it came in batches. And the Tor said, I don't understand that, because Mimam HaShach, if he added it for Shogig, it's Mutter, and if it's B'mezid, it's Asr, and you're not going to believe him anyway. So the Beis Yosef said, what are they arguing about? The Smag holds of Hanan, and therefore, if it's added in two batches, it's going to be Asr. Let's say there's one Kazais of Isser, first 30 Kazais of Heter fell in, so now it becomes Asr, the Heter turns into Isser, and Memela doesn't even help if you add another 30 Kazais of Heter. And the Tor doesn't hold of the Smag, doesn't hold of Hanan, and therefore he doesn't know what he's saying, and he asks his Kasha, and he rejects it. The problem with this are manifold. First of all, if that was the Pshat in the Smag, so why does the Tor get so upset? And why does he ask irrelevant questions? Why doesn't he just say, I don't hold of Smag, I don't hold of Hanan? And he, moreover, we saw last time that Darkei Moshe is very bothered by the practical aspect. The minhag is not to ask this question. At the same time, we paskin like Hanan. And we saw the Darkei Moshe give three answers. The first two we discussed last time, they were quite radical. The third, I think we won't get into so much now, but the kitzer, it's that we don't say Hanan for Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. We saw before Ben Ezmanim, that at least Me'ikarad in the Ramaz Meiko for Lach B'Lach, like the Ravid and the Mordechai, and therefore you could be Somech on that for Efsid Merubah. And in a Hanami Taka for Balua, you would say Hanan, and therefore presumably you would have to ask. And the Darkei Moshe, after giving his whole Aricha, says, but the truth is, if you look at the Hagal Sharidura by the Maharai, it seems like I'm wrong, because the Maharai says, even by Lach B'Lach, you say Hanan. Now, it's interesting, because the Maharai doesn't actually say you have to ask the question, but the Rama, until this point, assumes it's axiomatic that if you say Hanan, the Smag is right, you should have to ask if it was all added at once or in stages. And Memela, the Rama sort of throws up in his hands at the end, and he says, Sarech Lomar, De'af al-gav de'machmirin im noda shenisra be'ha-heter, mikol makom lo machmirin lach kor acharzos. So yes, in Atanami, the bottom line is that if you were mosiv heter, in other words, first 30 kazesim of heter fell in, and then another 30 kazesim of heter falls in, it would be aser, because we paskin chanan by shari surim. However, we reject the smag insofar as one is not obligated to ask that question. And the reason, presumably, is, as the Shach and the Taz both explain, is that we're not machzik areyasa. We don't have to assume something problematic happened when there's no reason to suspect it or to be suspicious of it. So if the Shoal comes and says there's shishim, even though it's true, if the shishim came in at two separate stages, you would have a problem. The nish'al does not have to inquire about it. He could presume that it all came in at the same time, and therefore it's okay. And the minhag olam, like we said, would be against the smag. That's the conclusion of the Darkei Moshe. Now, the other achronim also try to resolve this question. As we saw before, the answers of the Rama are very problematic, and the Taz and the Shach both give this a similar type of answer. The Taz says that you could have a situation where even though we paskin Hanan, you don't say Hanan. Why not? What would be such a situation? So the answer is as follows. We'll get into this a little more when we do Basar B'Chalav, but if the Isser, let's say, Chalav falls into Basar, even though in Basar B'Chalav everybody holds of Hanan, we don't say Hanan that first moment. Take some time. How long it takes, we'll discuss then. But that's why, if it's going to spread out, for example, we don't say Hanan, we wait for it to spread. And in fact, the halacha is, that at a certain point in time, the Gemara tells us that if some milk falls in and lands on a certain place and you're not sure about it or the like, you could mix it up, even l'chatchila, to make sure that the milk spreads throughout and therefore there's going to be shishim keneged the chalav. So at that point, however long it is, it's like the 5 second rule when something falls on the floor. So you have the 5 second Hanan rule. Does don't say Hanan for the first 5 seconds. So now at that point we don't say Hanan. So what did the smag say? The smag said, but we have to be concerned that maybe 30 kizesim of hetter fell in, and before it turned into Hanan during the first 5 seconds, he added another 30 kizesim of hetter, and that's our concern. To which the Torah says, no, you don't have to ask that question, because mimanashach, if he added the 30 kazesim b'shogeg, it's mutter, lo kansin and shogeg atu mezid, and if he added them b'mezid, so he's not going to tell the truth anyway, there's no point in asking. Adkan hataz. Now, why is it that we don't have to be concerned that, let's say, all 60 kazesim didn't fall in at once? The Taz says, because you're right, it's possible all 60 fell in at once. It's possible the 60 kazesim of hetter fell in stages. Maybe yes, maybe no. Well, if they fell in stages, it's aser. If they didn't, it's mutter. You don't have to be machzik areyasa. You could assume the best, basically. So what's very strange about the Taz is, okay, so he's not concerned about this reasonably likely possibility that the hetter fell in 2 stages, but he is concerned about this extraordinarily unlikely situation that in the first 2 seconds before the rest of the hetter fell in, before the Hanan kicked in, he added in another 30. Right? Why is he, according to the Taz Bedas HaSmag, why is he choshesh for this, or he's not sure the Smag actually says this, but according to the Taz Bedas HaTur Bedas HaSmag, why is he choshesh for this extremely unlikely situation, but not concerned about the much more likely situation? They're both, after all, areyasa. So if you look at his lashon, I think what he's saying is the following. We're not she'en machzik in reyasa, but we are chashdinan she'avar al eser. Fascinating lashon. Which is that we're not, to be machzik areyasa is a mitzias, that this heter didn't fall in at once, it fell in 2 batches, let's say. So even if that might not be so unlikely, but it's a reyesa, you don't have to be choshesh for a reyesa. But we are choshed that people did the wrong thing. There's a chshad, he says, aval chashdinan lay. That's not just a reyesa, that's not tali in metzias, that's a behavioral point. And we're choshesh that people don't follow the halacha. And that's why the smag at least holds that even though we're not choshesh that the heter fell in 2 batches, we are choshesh that he was mechaven levatel iser, and therefore we have to inquire about it. To which again, the Torah says there's no point of inquiring because we won't be helped anyway. Now the Nekudas HaKesef doesn't like this answer for reasons that we'll see when we learn Basar B'Chalav. He doesn't hold of this 5 second rule. Doesn't make any sense. And therefore, he tries to come up with the same type of answer, just a different permutation. Namely, again, trying to come up with a situation where we wouldn't say Hanan, but we would be concerned that he was Marbe Heter. So that's what everybody's trying to do, a situation where we don't say Hanan. So let's say the Rama said, no Yediya, therefore there's no Hanan. The Taz says the 5 second rule, therefore no Hanan. The Shach says there's 2 other cases where we might not say Hanan. One is Yavish B'Yavish. As we saw before, everybody holds of, except maybe the Ramban, everybody holds of no Hanan by Yavish B'Yavish. Alternatively, Isser Mashu, remember Taisus holds that by Isser Mashu we don't say Hanan. Now, how does the Ramah paskin? So as we mentioned last time, the Ramah does not quote the more radical Chiddush that we don't say Hanan Kodem Yediya. However, the Ramah does quote a fascinating Chumrah. So he writes, Hagav, the daf, meaning say, when do we say that in Hosif B'Shogig it's mutter, Dafka Shinis Arev Yavish B'Yavish, or Lach B'Lach if you don't say Hanan? So the first opinion in the Ramah is, very simple, that in the cases where you don't hold of Hanan, that's when Nisrabi B'Shogig mutter. But if you say Hanan, let's say Yisr Balua, then even Nisrabi B'Shogig is Asar because of Hanan. And then he writes, V'Yesh Omrim, De'afilu b'makom de'lo aminan chanan, lo mehani aheter levatel, ela im nitosaf
Kodem shenoda taroves. Avalim noda taroves kodem lo mahani mashani tosef acharkach.
Now, at first glance, this position is very strange. If you don't say Hanan, and it's shogeg, then it should be mutter. Doesn't everybody say that if you're mosif heter b'shogeg, it's mutter, leaving aside Hanan? So the answer is that this Yesh Omrim says that's not true. This Yesh Omrim is based off of the Isser B'Heter, and this opinion says that if, let's say, Yavish B'Yavish, so there's no Hanan, so let's say Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino. So Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino, we say you need Shishim. So let's say there were 30 Kazesim of Heter falls and gets mixed in with one Kazais of Isser. So if Noda, and then another 30 kazesim come in b'shogeg, it's aser. If lo noda, so then it's mutter. Now, what is this based off of? Why is it aser, even if it's b'shogeg, if lo noda, if noda? What's this based off of? So if you look at the Isser V'Heter, which is the source for this, it seems like it's a partial acceptance of kansinan shogeg atu mezid. This is also the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns it, that this is a case where we say kansinan shogeg atu mezid. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's only true im hosif biadayim, meaning to say if it was noda, if the tarovis was noda, and then some heter fell in on its own, so then even the Rama, even the Yesh Omrim would be mekel. It's only if you were mosif b'shogeg biadayim, you actually put it in. It was b'shogeg, but you put it in. So that's when we're kansinan shogeg atu mezid. We're not kansinan shogeg atu mezid if lo noda, because you didn't even know of the taroves, so there's no concern that you're going to do it b'mezid. But if it's noda, since there's a concern we're going to do it b'mezid, it's even if you do it b'shogeg, they were konis you. The Lashon of the Ramah doesn't sound so much that way, because he says, v'lachein dafka im nitosaf kodem shenoda. Now, it should really say im hosif, right? So the Aruch HaShulchan says no, nitosif means nitosif biadayim. Otherwise it would say nafal. You could have said no, nitosif means even memela, otherwise it should say like nafal. It should say hosif, if it means biadayim. But that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan learned. So the Aruch HaShulchan, and this seems what the Isser V'Heter is saying, is that this is an example, an exception, a place where we paskin kantinan shogiyatu mezid, and therefore dafkim hosif biadayim b'shogeg la'achar shenoda, that's when we say kantinan shogiyatu mezid, and it's aser b'diavet. Yeah?
Are they learning like the girsa of shogiyatu mezid? Like the pashas of the Torah?
In terms of what?
The kind of years of showing up is that if you're marvel showing, you're really marvel amazing.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think you have to say that. It didn't say that, so I wouldn't assume that.
It's just that if they're marvel be a dying now, then even showing in the future, then they're marvel.
I would guess, yeah. Vizel, this is the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Shalomar, Kishinoda me'esev osa biadayim es haheter. I guess you could say both possibilities, but he, that's the way he's assuming it.
What's the case of Nuga to Shogig? That's like tub it in?
No. Well, we'll get to Omer Mutter in a minute. No, I didn't. I 30 pieces of Heter fall in, and I see, oh, I have a Taroves, a Vis of Heter, and there isn't Shishim. And I'm then carrying my other food over, and whoops, bunch fallen, right? Okay, yeah.
Why is dafka there?
Because it's noda. In other words, if lo noda, there's no reason why you're going to end up doing a b'mezid, because you didn't even know that there was Isser here in the first place. And if you did it, if it was noda and it happened biadayim, so there's a concern that next time you'll do a b'mezid. Alternatively, you could say that the concern is that even this time it wasn't really shogeg.
In the
tzir
you just gave Yosef, how is that biadayim?
Because it went from my hands into the pot. That's biadayim, as opposed to falling off the shelf and going in on its own.
That's enough for us to
really. Yeah.
It's not just that you're. It makes much more sense if you're Tabedin and then.
So, whether, in terms of the Tabedin point, so that will get to the question of what's the halacha by Omer Mutter. But if you assume, as we'll see shortly, that many, like many Achronim assume, that Omer Mutter has the din of Shogeg, then you could give that example as well. I gave an alternative example to sidestep the problem. Because I go ahead and I saw that when I put Heter in here, it became Mutter. So next time I'll do it b'mezid. But you're right. It's a much more reasonable concern if you say it's because of Tabedin. Okay. The next topic we need to talk about is what's the halacha by Isser Derabbanan? We saw last time that the Gemara in Beitza says Derabbanan is different. The question is, how is it different? So this is a big machlokes rishonim. When you read the Gemara in Beitza, it says that since it's an Isser Derabbanan, Amar Baleim Eitzim Uchanim Umasikam, it sounds like it's Mutter Lechatchila. However, many of the rishonim place a number of restrictions. So first what we'll do is we'll present the shitos and then we'll assess what's behind them and what they actually say. So the first view is the Rashba. Now, I'm going to present the Rashba as presented in a tour now. The problem is that that's not what the Rashba actually says, at least Lamaskana. The tour sort of presents the Havamina of the Rashba, and after we're finished discussing the views cited in the tour, we'll go back and try to figure out what the Rashba himself says, which is quite difficult. So the Rashba writes that there are two distinctions. It's true that for Derabbanan you could be marbe lechatchila, like the Gemara says, but two restrictions. Number one is you're only allowed to be marbe or to be mosif. You're not allowed to be mevata lechatchila, meaning to say, if I have an iser Derabbanan, I can't throw in a couple of pieces of heter to make it mutter. But if I already have a taroves, but I don't have a shir bittel, so that's when we say in a derabanan, I could be marbe umosef. What's the reason? Why should there be a difference? After all, they're both cases of bittel isser lechatchila. What's the difference between la'arev and lahosif? The Rashba in his Chidushim in Beitza says that, in Dibur Masla Aval, he says, Taha de'en mevat l'nisser lechatchila enu ela midrabanan. Since the Isser, not like the Ravid, the din of Ein Mevat L'Nisser L'Chatchila de Rabbanan, so to prevent a loss of good food, they said that you could be Marba. But there's no reason for them to be Mekel, that you could be Me'arev L'Chatchila. So that's very simple. So you're allowed to be Marba, but not be Me'arev. The second restriction the Rashba says is this is only when it's an Isser Derabbanan She'en Lo Iker Min HaTorah, like Atzei Muksa. But when it's an Isser Derabbanan She'yesh Lo Iker B'deoraisa, his example is Basar Oth B'chalav, so then you can't even be Marbe. So it's Mutter LaHarbos and Isser Derabbanan She'en Lo Iker Min HaTorah. That's the view of the Rashba. The Rashba also cites in the name of the Yesh Omrim that an Isser Derabbanan She'en Lo Mikar Min HaTorah is Mutter Af La'arvein Behater. In other words, to get rid of the first distinction, that when it's Ein Lo Mikar Min HaTorah, you could throw it in the first place. Throw it in. The basis for that view, by the way, is a Mishnah and Trumos that seems to say that, by Truma Derabbanan. The third view is the Rambam, Perek Tesvav Halacha Chavav and Chavzayin. And he writes his example of Mutter Levata Lissa Derabbanan is Ketzad, Chalav Shenafala Kadera Sheish Ba Basar Oaf, Vinasan Tamba Kadera, Marbelav Basar Oaf, Acher Ad Shiavata Lata. So he seems to reject both of the distinctions of the Rashba. He doesn't mention anything about a difference between Iker Min HaTorah or Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah. And his example is actually something that the Rashba considers Iker Min HaTorah, though you could have questioned whether Basar Oaf B'chalav would or wouldn't be Iker Min HaTorah. But he doesn't mention any distinction, so it doesn't sound like he thinks there's a difference between Iker Min HaTorah and Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah. And he also, the question though is it Mutter Le'arev L'Chatchil or just Lahosif? So on the one hand, he doesn't explicitly mention that there's a distinction, which might indicate that he holds that there is no difference. It's Mutter Laharbos Ulahosiv. At the same time, when describing the halacha as well as in his example, he describes a case of Mosif, right? Just to read it again. Ketzad Chalav Shenafal Akadeira Sheish Babasar Ov Da Da Da. So then Marbel Av Basar Acher Achivat Al Tam.
So I would have read the Rambam as simply permitting Mosif and not necessarily La'ariv L'chatchila. However, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches, as well as the Igros Moshe in his famous blended whiskey tshuva, which we'll discuss shortly, holds that the Rambam understands that it's mutter even La'ariv L'chatchila. So he's going to throw that in as a sniff. In the case of blended whiskey, where they mamish bikavana mix in sherry, but assuming that sherry, which is stam yenam, is ein lo ikar min haTorah, so according to the Rambam, assuming there's a shir bittel, so it's mutter, mix in all the sherry you want as long as there's a shir bittel. That's the third opinion. And the fourth opinion is the Rush. The Rush says, no, you're never allowed to be marbe in Isser Drabanan. I, the Gemara in Beya, said explicitly you're allowed to. So the answer is it's only mutter over there because it's michla kalili surah. Now the Gemara already says that idea of michla kalili surah, but it's to answer a different question. It's to answer the issue of davar shiyesh lo matirin. But the Rash understands that that point is already understood with respect to bittul iser l'chatchila as well. So unless you have a situation of an iser that about which you could say michla kalili sura, so then we say even for nisad rabbanan it's asr l'arev, asr l'hosif. What difference does it make that it's michla kalili sura? So the Taz writes, mishum she'en nene mehem ad shas bi'uran min ha'olam ve'az ein mamish b'iser. When you're actually nene from, let's say, the atzei muksa or whatever it is you're being mevatel, at the point of hana they're no longer existent, right? Combustion is such that when I enjoy the heat, it's already, the wood is basically not there anymore, it's ashes. And therefore, it's okay. Well, what difference should that make? So this might get back to the question that we discussed last time, namely, the reason why Chazal were misakein ein mevatlan iser l'chatchila. If, for example, you assume that the reason is, as some said, because of the pagam of the Isser, so maybe you'd say, okay, so here there's no pagam because it's michla kalil yisura. So we alluded to this last time, but depending on those reasons, this svar the Rush may make more or less sense. So what? How do we paskin? So the Mechaber seems to paskin like the Rashba. He writes, it's mutter lahosif, but not larev. The problem is that he doesn't distinguish between the Rabbanan Sheishlom Ikar Min HaTorah and the Rabbanan Sheein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, which causes some to wonder that the Mechaber is paskening the Lo Kiman. However, the truth of the matter is the Mechaber is actually paskening like the Maskan of the Rashba, which is not the way the Rashba cited in the Torah, and in one moment we will quote what the Rashba actually says, and the Rama is Choshesh for the Rush. Yeah?
We know that the Rambam is
Mechalik
between Ikar Min HaTorah and Ikar Min HaTorah?
No, we don't. In general, you mean, or here? No, so he doesn't offer any chilukim. So the pasha pshat is that he doesn't think there is a chiluk.
Isn't it also like food for the rushes?
The Rambam does say that something would be asr derabbanan and it's asr lahosif. For example, if you have an isr deraisa with a shir derabbanan, let's say like the actual Mishnah, that's a source for all this halacha, right? The Mishnah there is a situation where you don't have mea, so that's a shir derabbanan. But it's an isur deraisa with a shir derabbanan, everybody's going to agree you can't be mosif heter. But the pashup shot is, for an isur derabbanan, whether or not it's Ikar Min HaTorah, the Rambam would say you could be mosif. Yeah, sorry.
Can we also say food is a mechakali thing?
That's a good question. You're saying, it depends when you're over an isur, but assuming that you're over an isur in the base of Bliya, and by the time it gets to the base of Bliya, it's already Nifsad. So then you're over. So those learning Ksubis, right? The Ilanaris, that's part of the Shaila of Kimle Vidramine, when you're Chayv at the same time. Yeah. So do we say that food is Mikla Kali Lisura? I think we don't, right? I mean, you see from here we don't. That it's not true. The food, by the time it's wrecked, it's in your digestive tract, but you're long since over already. Okay, so what does the Rashba actually hold? So, the Rashba is difficult. First of all, there's
seems to be a stira between the Tarsa Baisa Arach and the Tarsa Baisa Katzer. We'll see it in a moment. And even within the Tarsa Baisa Arach, what's very strange is he presents the various options, and then he says at the end, okay, so now I'm going to summarize the issue. And then in his summary, he seems to present different shitos than that which he presented when he initially presented the topic. He seems to be Soser himself. In his summary, his conclusion, he writes, Nimtzu Shlosha Minin Vivitali Surin. Number one is an Isser Deraisa, and then of course you can't be Marbe, you can't be Mosif. If you do, it's Asur Bidiyavet, if you did it Bemezid. Then he writes category two is Divrayim Shieshlo Iker Minat Torah. And then he writes, Ein Me'arvin Osan Lechatchila, but you can be Mosif. Right? So, as opposed to what he said earlier, where he said, Iker Minat Torah, you can't be Mosif. Here he says, Iker Minat Torah, you can be Mosif. And then he says, the third category is Ein Lo Iker Minat Torah. And for that, there are two opinions. It's Mutar L'Arv Lechatchila always, or it's Mutar L'Arv Lechatchila, but only for Trumas Chutz La'aretz and Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So that's the conclusion of the Rashi and Tarsa Baisa Arach. And so there's really two problems with this. Number one is at the beginning he wrote, like the Tur quoted him, namely, if it's Iker Min HaTorah, you can't even be Mosif. And at the end he wrote Iker Min HaTorah, you can be Mosif. The second contradiction is with respect to what's considered Iker Min HaTorah or not. In the Tarsa Bayis Ha'aruch, he writes that an example of Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah is things like Gvina Sakum. And in the Tarsa Bayis HaKatzer, he says, also he gives like a summary, and there he gives an example of Davar Shiesh Lo Iker Min HaTorah K'Gvina Shalakum. So which one is it? Is Gvina Sakum Iker Min HaTorah, Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah? So the Mahalich that I thought came out is like this. The presentation in the Tarsa Baisa Katzer corresponds to his maskana in the Tarsa Baisa Arach. And basically, in the Tarsa Baisa Arach, he presented one mahalich, and he changed his mind. Well, in a moment we'll explain why he changed his mind, and then the Kitzer summary at the end reflects his maskana. Now, why did he change his mind? So he changed his mind from the kasha of the Mishnah in Bechoros. We say over there, or it's not a Mishnah, sorry, it's a Gemara, it's a Memor of Shmuel, Chav Zayinim and Aleph, Amar Shmuel, Trumas Chutz La'aretz Mevatel Berov. So Trumas Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to be Mevatel Berov. Sounds like even La'arev L'chatchila. So, we have a problem. On the one hand, the Gemara in Beya, which is talking about the Isser D'Rabbanan, and L'chora, in Isser D'Rabbanan, She'ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah, Pashtus Muksai, would have said, is Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah. It's Mutter, the implication of the Gemara in Beya is, it's Mutter L'Hosif, but not L'Arev. But then for another Din D'Rabbanan, it says it's Mutter even L'Arev. Now you could have said, there are four categories. And this is the response to some of the Shitos that he quoted earlier. In other words, there's Deraisa, so you can't do anything. There's Deraisa Iker Min HaTorah, where you can't do anything. There's Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah, which you could be Marbe and not Mosif. So you could be Marbe and not Ma'arev. And then there's Truma and Chala, which is even more Kal, you could be Marbe. But the Rashba himself doesn't want to say there's four categories. He wants to make it three categories. And therefore he changes his mind. And he says, no, in the end of the day, I'm going to say, for all Dinim de Rabbanan, it's Mutter Lahosif. And then for Truma, or for things that are totally Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah, we'll define that in a moment, so then you could be Mosif and Ma'arev. And that's how he basically solves the problem. So since that's the way he solves the problem, at the end of the day, he doesn't distinguish between Iker Min HaTorah and Ein Lo Iker Min HaTorah. And therefore, he paskins, and this is codified in the Shulchan Aruch, that bein ein lo ikum natorah, bein yesh lo ikum natorah, mutter lahosif, and not la'arev, with the exception of truman chas l'tzarch, which he doesn't paskin here. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin here. Now, what about in the Katzer? So in the Katzer, he comes to a very similar conclusion, though he says it differently. He says that will keep the original conclusion that mutter ikar min haTorah, it's mutter lahosif, and not ein lo ikar min haTorah, it's mutter lahosif. Ikar min haTorah is mutter lahosif and not la'arif. But we're going to make everything into ikar min haTorah. So therefore, he says, so the bottom line is going to be the same, but the phraseology is different. It's going to turn out then that he says in a katzer that things like bishul shel nachrim is considered yesh lo ikar min haTorah. Gvinas akum is yesh lo ikar min haTorah and the like. So what changed over there? Originally in the Bayis HaArech, he thought that gvinas akum and bishul akum are considered ein lo ikar min haTorah because it's just mishum gzeira. And in the Maskani, he says, no, these are yesh lo ikar min haTorah. In Katzer, he says, it's yesh lo ikar min haTorah because it's a gzeira atu deraisa. So what's considered ein lo ikar min haTorah that's mutter, even la'arev? So that's going to be something like trumas chala, trumas chutzlaretz and chalas chutzlaretz, something that, like I said, that's ein lo ikar min haTorah klal. Why is that different? Why is, let's say, trumas chutzlaretz or chalas chutzlaretz different than gvinas akum or the like? He says, because trumas chutzlaretz is einam ela shelo tishtakach torasan. It's not even mishum gzeira. It's a different reason. It's shelo tishtakach torasan. So for that, we could be super duper lenient. We could say it's mutter even la'arev biyadayim. Why? Because if you know it exists, even if you're allowed to lechatchil la'arev biyadayim, so lo tishtakach torasan. Right? So that's the bottom line according to the Rashba. So if you paskin like the Rashba, so it would be much easier to make challah because you could separate your challah and you'd make the bracha, you separate it, and then you just mix it back in. You wouldn't have to worry about burning it up or the like. That's the way we would paskin. So why don't we do that? So we don't do that because the Ramah paskin is like the Rush, I suppose. And therefore, though I don't know what he would do with the Sugin Bechoros, but there are a lot of things that we could do with challah schutz laretz that we don't seem to do. Like, I could give it to my kids. For some reason, we don't do that either. Yeah?
No, it's also common because Tosus Stein Bechor says that it's very good for you, but you can only eat it for, only couldn't be able to eat.
Yeah, for me. So I'm saying, I don't have to, wouldn't have to just limit it to my kids. That's what, I think I'm worried about you. Think of all the challah I could collect. Okay. Fine. The next issue that comes up here is, what if you're not mechaven levatlo? So we mentioned last time, the Ran has a fascinating chiddush, that even though there's an iser, levatel iser lechatchila, that's only if you're mechaven levatel ulehenos min ha'iser. But if you're not mechaven levatel ulehenos min ha'iser, then it's mutter. And the Ran thinks this is true even if you hold ein mevatel iser lechatchila is deoraisa. And that's why, for example, the Ravid could allow for something like Hagalas Kalim. Why is Hagalas Kalim mutter? Even if they're Shishim, let's assume it's Ben Yomo, Hagalah still works. Well, how does Hagalah work? Basically, Hagalah is Mevatel the Tama Iser. So why is it mutter? The answer is, because I'm not Mechavein Lahanos Min Iser in that case, I'm Mechavein to be Machshir my Kli. And therefore, there's no prohibition against Bittel Iser L'chatchila when you're not Mechavein LeBittel. This is also an idea that other Rishonim say, like the Rivash. It's sort of interesting because the way the Ran formulates it is that it's only Asr if you're Mechavein Lahanos Min Ha'Isr. Now, if that's true, so then it should be Mutter Lahosif. Let's say I have a Taroves, right? So some Isr falls in, there's only 30. So everybody agrees I'm not allowed to add Heter. Why not? I'm not Mechavein Lahanos Min Ha'Isr. So maybe, well, I am because it's bigger. So I think that's probably what the answer would be. If it's talking about a bit tarovis of yavish biyavish, so even though my kavana isn't lahanos min ha'iser, practically speaking, I'm going to end up with 61 pieces, and even though only 60 are hatter, so I don't know, it's like a psik resha, I'm nene min ha'iser. What about iser balua? So then I'm definitely not nene, because the whole hana was the tam, and the tam is gone after 60. But the Ran anyway would say that it won't be effective to be marb in that case anyway because he holds the Chanan by Shari Surim. Yeah.
So can you just not even that?
No, so that's already Lamais, it's mutter. In other words, the question is, does that kunz help? Lamais, right now I have 61 kazesim of heter. If it happens, it's mutter to eat it. So the Ran apparently held that, like making up your own din of throwing it out, you know, you're right, elsewhere in halacha you have such ideas, it doesn't help. Lamaisa, I end up with it. So even though that might not be my kavana, but that's what I've created. I don't know. The question, I think, is better than the answer. So I'm happy if there's a better answer.
But I ask you, isn't it different because the iser is pulling out? So you're not
okay, but the water. I'm bevatel the iser in the water.
But you're not mechav to take it out.
So that's not mechav in levetel ha-water. Right, we're going to see in a moment, though, that the Rishonim think you're allowed to drink that water. That's actually where the Rashba comes up with this whole idea, and that's why the Ran comes up with this idea to deflect that. We'll get there in a moment. So that's the idea of the Ran and the Rivash. The Taz in our Simon, Sifkatan Zayim, quotes this, but he puts a limitation. He says, yes, it's mutter if you're not mechavin levatel, however, only if it's e'afshir b'inyan acher. Why? Once you're going to say it's not bitalus l'chatchila, so why only b'shas etchak? Why only if it's e'afshir b'inyan acher? So if you look at the Taz in Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin Os Dalid, where he repeats this idea, he says that the reason is because once it's Afshar Binyan Acher, so you didn't have to do it this way, and you did do it this way, so now it's again, it's Bitalisa L'chatchila. It's almost like you're Mechavin L'chach, because I could have done it differently. That's what he writes. So he writes, an example of this is, they used to, let's say you have all sorts of pieces of the bee in the honey. So you want to filter your honey. Now the problem is you can't filter the honey when it's cold because it's very viscous. You can't pour it through a filter. So you want to cook the honey, and that makes it, cooked honey is very liquidy, and then you can pour it through a filter. But in the process of cooking it, you're going to be mevatel some of the yisr, like the bees and the legs and things that are in there. So therefore, since your kavana is lasanin esayayin, esa dvash, even though in the process of doing so you will be mevatel some iser, so that's okay. You could have said it a little differently than it has. You could have said that the reason why it's only mutter im yafshar bin acher is because achshah shetochlanu b'iser tochlanu b'heter. Since you could avoid bittel, you should. But that's not the way the Taz says it. The Taz says it is that once you could have avoided it, if you do it, it's bittel iser l'chatchila. Now, the Prima Gadim says an important limitation. It's not mamish yafshar bin acher. It's if it's difficult, if it's going to be a tircha to do it bin acher, it's also mutter. So any time it would be a tircha not to be mevatel the iser, and your kavana isn't levatel as iser, so then it's mutter. It's interesting. If you look at the Rishonim that quote this halacha, though they don't quote the Chumra the Taz. None of them mention that it's dafka if it's yafshir binyan acher. Now, this practically speaking is going to be very helpful. For example, the Pisrei Tshuva talks about it. Let's say you want to make a raspberry jelly. So if you've ever tried to check raspberries for toluim, it's very difficult. There are these little bugs that are hard to detect. You have to like put it on black paper and then they're white paper and then they shine out. Right? It would be impossible to make a large batch of raspberry jelly if because of the issue of toluim. So how could you have kosher raspberry jelly? The answer is that when you make raspberry jelly, what do? You cook the raspberries. Now in the process of cooking it, all of the bugs get broken up and melted and the like, so there's bittel. So it's mutter. But it's bittel as a l'chatchila, right? How am I allowed to put all those raspberries into the pot? The answer is, I'm not mechavein levatel, I'm mechavein to make raspberry jelly. The way in which you make raspberry jelly is by cooking it. It's true that in the process of cooking it, it's going to be mevatel the yisr, and that's what's going to make it kosher. But that's not my kavana. My kavana is to make raspberry jelly. And therefore, you're allowed to. So all these things like raspberry jellies that have a hechsher on it, it's because you're not relying on, you're not mechavein levatel. The Prima Gadim sounds like there might be a little room to be mefakfek with this. That's why you can't find badatz raspberry jelly. But most of the velt is mekel. Just tell you one other cute point. The Magen Avraham says based off of this principle, this is tafresh chav vav chav, it's mutter levatel schach pasul, like we mentioned before. Why? Because mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So therefore, you're not mechavin lehenos min ha'iser. So that's why it's mutter. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. So before I mentioned kavana lehenos min ha'iser.
So there, I don't know if this is getting at. There are somewhat different formulations of this.
In other words, sometimes the formulation is if you're not mechavin levatel, and sometimes the formulation, the way the Ran says it, is if you're not mechavin lehenos min iser. But he says both. I'll read you the lashon of the Ran, since we're... The lashon of the Ran is... Elevadai lo amru ein mevatlan iser lechatchila. Ela b'miskaven la'arev iser beheter kidei lehanos mimenu. Aval b'miskaven lahach shirakli ve'eno nene mina iser shari. Does that answer your question?
Because you can construct a case where you were mechayv levatel and
not. Correct. That was sort of our question on the run. So, enachanami. That's going to be the question on how you stress it, right? Another way to answer up for the run is to say you need like another purpose. It's only it's not enough to just say I'm not mechavin l'iser levatel. I need to be mechavin for something else. So if your mechavin is lahachshir, then it's okay. If your mechavin is to make jelly, it's okay. But if your mechavin is just lahosif levatel, then it's not okay. Maybe even if you're not nana minayser. Yeah.
So how far would this extend in terms of cooking with the New York City water?
Yeah. So technically speaking, assuming it's the case that copepods break up and don't remain a birya after being cooked, so and your kavana is not levatel. You want to make chicken soup, right? So you would be able to use unfiltered water to make your chicken soup. Why? Because your kavana isn't levatel. Your kavana is to make chicken soup. There's two reasons why lechatchila we would recommend against this, though. Number one is the Taz. Taz says if it's efshar binyan acher, at least easily, you have to. So assuming filtering bugs is relatively easy, if you have a filter, so why would you use unfiltered water when you could easily use filtered water? The second reason is that it takes a while for the bugs to break apart. If I recall correctly from Rabbi Lach's research, so after a half hour to 45 minutes, most of the bugs were broken apart. But it doesn't just like, some things immediately break apart, some things takes longer. So copepods are pretty resilient. The haraya, they made it all the way here whole. So they could last in boiled water also a little bit.
Well, when you eat it, it's already cooked already. You don't even have to cook. I mean, or you need to drink,
No, so it takes a while for them to break apart in cooking. That's what
even
he found.
Even when it's boiled.
Even when it's boiled. All right. Now, the run. Do all Rishonim agree to this idea that if you're not mechavin levatel, then it's not in the category of bittul iser lechatchila? And this is an interesting question. You know, is it so pashut to accept this kula? So, l'chora, the Ra'a and the Tosus Rid disagree. The Diuk is from the Bade Shulchan in the Biurim on page Ayin Hay. So he writes that from the Ra'a, you could be medayik that he disagrees with the Ran. Why? He asked the following question. If you hold in Mevatla Nisra L'chatchil as Asr Medir Raisa, how is it mutter to use a kedera she'eno ben yomo? We know midiraisa, you could use a kedera she'eno ben yomo. Midira banan, we say you're not allowed to use a kedera she'eno ben yomo, atu ben yomo. But he says it should be an iser deraisa to use a kedera she'eno ben yomo according to the Ravid. Why? Because you're mevatel iser lechatchila. No. No, it's only derabanan to use it. But why are you allowed to use a kedera? Well, why is it that? Let's take one step back. Well, why? Let's ask the question. Why is ena kedera ena ben yoma derabanan? We know the Gemara says ena ben yoma is derabanan. Why? So there's two ways to understand this. It's a machlokas, right? This is actually very point between the Rashba and the Ra. We'll get to this later when we talk about nosin tam lefgan. The Rashba understands that ena ben yoma was only derabanan. Why? Because the tam pogum is bato, meaning to say the blios are actually aser. They're aser midiraisa. Theoretically, if you could extract those blios and eat them plain, they're aser midiraisa. It happens to be that when mixed into the heter, they're no same tam lefgam. So what? So it's bato. The reason why it's mutter is because of bito. So to use a kedera she'ena ben yomo, according to the Ravid, would be an Isser Deraisa. Ein Mevatel an Isser L'chatchila. That's the Raz Kasha. So he says, Taka, you prove from here, you see from here, not like the Rashba, that the Blios themselves become Pagum. It's not the Pshat that they're Pogim the Tavshil, and therefore it's Mutter Alts Bittel. The Heter is not Alts Bittel. The Blios themselves become Pagumim. But, and that's his proof. Now, if you learn like the Ran, if you learn like the Rivash, that when you're not Mechavim Levittel, it's Mutter, so then you have no Raya from there, right? The reason why I'm allowed to use Kalim Shein Ben Yom L'chatchila is because I'm not Mechavim Levittel, I'm not Nemen Ha'Isser. Should be Mutter L'gamrei, Midirais. Okay, Midirabanim, where goes there, Einu Ben Yom, Atu Ben Yom. But it should be Mutter Midiraisa. But the Ra'a thinks that if the heter of Einu Ben Yomo is Alts Bittel, then there's an Isser Deraisa. So the Ra'a definitely doesn't hold of this heter. The Tosfos Rid also asks this question. Why is using Kalim, and he says that what's the reason why you can't use Kalim Shein Ben Yomo, Bin Derabanan? So we generally assume it's because Einu Ben Yomo, Atu Ben Yomo. He says, what's the reason why? Because Ein Mevatel Isser L'chatchila. That's the reason. It's part of the Gzeira of Bittel Isser L'chatchila. So you see also, he learns like the Ra'a, except not the Havanin of the Ra'a, right? But he learns that using Kalim Shein Ben Yomo is considered Bittel Isser L'chatchila. Now if you learn like the Taz and the Ran, that's not Bittel Isser L'chatchila because you're not Mechavin L'Vittel. So you see at least some Rishonim seem to disagree, and they understand that Ein Mevatel Isser L'chatchila is prohibited bein if you're Mechavin L'kach or bein if you're not Mechavin L'kach. Again, halach l'maisa, we are mako, at least b'shi'i afshar b'inyan acher. Yeah?
In order to uphold that idea from Ra'a, you have to say that the gzera in when Yom Yom is a different gzera?
Yeah.
Because in the end, it's not k'manas l'vatel, so why is it not mutter?
Right.
It's
a gzera that you'll use the kalim when they're b'nei yomen. Nothing to do with b'tel l'sil l'chatchila. Correct. Okay. The Beis Yosef asks that there's a stira natur between Simen Sadi Tes and Simen Kuf Yud. The Mishnah in Trumos writes that, well, say it like this. The halacha is that if you have a davar chashav, like a birya, that gets mixed into a bunch of heter, it's eno batel afilu be'alef. That's a chumra derabanan. And therefore they were makel, that if one of the pieces of the taroves gets thrown into the Yamamelach, so then it's mutter. We could imagine, we could presume that the Isser is the one that fell into Yamamelach and the whole taroves is mutter. Now, are you allowed to throw it in l'chatchila? The answer is no. That would be bittel isser l'chatchila because you're being gori meheter al yidei bittel. But seemingly, we should say it's mutter b'diavet based off of what we conclude in Simen Sadi Tes. Because we paskin lo kansinan shogegatu meizi. The problem is that in Simen Kuf Yud, the Tur Paskins Kansinan Shogegatu Mezid, and if you threw it in B'Shogeg, it's Aser, right? So there's a Stira. What's a din if you were Mevatel B'Shogeg? According to Simen Sadi Tes, sounds like it's Mutter, and according to Simen Kuf Yud, sounds like it's Aser. So how do we resolve that? So the Beis Yosef says, well, there's a Chiluk. There's a Chiluk between Ulay yesh l'chalek bein ha-mevatel l'mapil. What's the difference? So the Bach says there's two differences. He explains, either because in the case of being mapil, so a person is going to think it's mutter and come to do it biadayim, and therefore we are kones or goes there shogigatu mezid. Why will a person think it's mutter? Because it feels like you're actually throwing the Isser away. Now, everybody's going to agree that if you have a taroves and you recognize the Isser, you could take out the Isser and the rest of the taroves is mutter. Well, when you're mapil echad liyam, it sounds like what you're doing is you're throwing the Isser away. And therefore, it doesn't seem like it should be bittel isser l'chatchila. And therefore, a person is going to come to do it b'mezid. He's going to be melamed zchus. He's going to think it's mutter. And therefore, in that case, dafka, we're choshesh and we're kone shogigatu mezid. The second answer is that in our case, in Simen Sadi Tes, there are at least some opinions like the Ravid that this is an Isser Deraisa, so people see it as an Isser Chamor, and therefore, we're not concerned that people will come to do it b'mezid. Masha'en Ken and Simen Kofiud, it's for sure an Isser Derabanan, because mid Deraisa, the Biri is Batal in the first place. And therefore, we are more concerned, we're more likely to be gozer shogig atumezid. The Isser V'Heter gives a different answer. This relates to the Isser V'Heter we referred to before. He writes that over there there's no concern that you'll be marbe b'mezid because it's lo noda, and over here it's, sorry, over there, over here we're not concerned you'll come to do a b'mezid because it's lo noda. Over there we're talking about noda, and when there's noda, we're gozer shogig atumezid. So that's where the Isser V'Heter comes up with his chumra, which is cited as the Yesh Omrim in the Rama over here.
How do you?
In our case, it's lo noda. I guess it's a good question. Ah. Okay. I don't know. Good question. The next answer is in the Taz. Taz is a very difficult answer. Sounds like he's saying, over there there's a migu. Sorry, over here there's a migu. Pesha Aser brings us back to Ksupos. And over there there's no Pesha. Over there there's no Pesha Aser. Because there it's Bechezkas Iser. Now, what does that mean? Now, there's a Pesha Pshat is, in there also, you go to the rabbi and you ask the Shaila. You say, there was a birya that fell in, and then I threw one of them into the Yam HaMelech. So maybe it means that you ask the question sequentially. And as over here, we're talking about a case where you first said there's shishim, and therefore you have a pesha aser, and then you said, oh, but it was b'shogeg partially. And over there, you first said it was a birya, and then afterwards, he says it's aser, and then he says, well, oh, you're actually, I threw one of them into the Yam HaMelech. But it doesn't sound like that's what he's saying. It's hard to understand the taz exactly. The way the Aruch HaShulchan explains this Taz is there's nothing to do with the migu at all. The pshat is over there, there's more of a chshash that we're choshed shiaseh b'mezid. He writes over there, Aruch HaShulchan writes, kan kishba davar lefanenu hu mutar, sharei yesh kidei bitul, ela shashoel omer shuhir b'b'shogeg v'ilmalei shasakayim mutar, v'im kein lo shayach l'choshto shiyase b'mezid. It's not an issue of ne'manos, but it's an issue of chshad, what he'll do next time. Dim kein haya lo lishtok l'gamrei. If he was the type of guy that might come to do it b'mezid, he just would have stayed silent. Imaya rotze l'harim. Ma she'enkin b'simin kuf yud, kshaba hadavar lefanenu, who had slain Ubacheskas Isser, Ella Shadivri Ashol, Shomer Shehippil Echad, Mehen Liam, Vilmali Shasikaya Asr, so then Chashdinan, that he'll come to do it b'mezid. Fine. Next question is what's considered shoging and what's considered mezid for this din? So the big question is, what if I add Bekavana, but I don't know that it's aser. So at first glance, it sounds like this should be aser, because the Taz notes that in the formulation of the tour, he always focuses on kavana. Im ha-mechavein, aval ha-mechavein laharbos, if you're mechavein laharbos, it's aser, and if you're not mechavein laharbos, it's mutter. It sounds like if you're mechavein laharbos, even though you don't realize it's aser, then it's going to be aser. But then the Taz says, you can make a diuk the opposite way from the tour. Why? Because remember the tour had a kash on the smag. The tour's kash on the smag was, what is the point of asking this fellow if he added in the 30 afterwards? There's no point in asking him, because manavshach, if it's shogeg, it's mutter, and if it's mezid, so he's going to lie. Well, the answer is, there's a very simple reason. Maybe we should be concerned that he added it in b'kavana, but he doesn't, he's not going to lie, he's an Erlich Hayid, he just doesn't know the halacha, right? Maybe it's a case of Omer Mutter. So, from the tour, it sounds like there's only two options. There's only the option of Shogeg, or there's the option of Mezid. There's no option of Omer Mutter. So, from there, it would seem that Omer Mutter is considered Shogeg. So, we have a contradiction in Diukim in the tour. And the Taz says the Iker Diuk is the second Diuk, and even though the Tur does say Mechavin Laharbos, he really means Mechavin Laharbos Bemezid. So the Taz says in the end of the day, Omer Mutter is a din of Shogeg, and he says the truth is that we find this elsewhere. For example, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, we paskin that Omer Mutter is Mikri Shogeg. Now, it's a very strange dimyon, and I don't really understand it. L'chor, it's a totally different shaila over there. There we're talking about a Karban Chatas. And we say that L'inyan Chatas and L'inyan Kapara, Omer Mutter Shogeg, because you didn't intend to violate Shabbos. Or to put it differently, it's Shav Miyadi Aso. Had you known this was Aser, you wouldn't have done it. Who's to say that those criteria for Shogeg are the same criteria as our case when it's a Shaila of a Knas? And the reason for the Knas is Shema Yaseh B'mezid. So it could be they're the same, but at least intuitively, I would have not thought that they have to be the same. They're really two different issues. One is a Knas and a Chashash, whether, you know, it's a behavioral shaila, what's going to cause him to do it again, and another shaila is kapar and shav midyaso. But the Taz assumes that they would be the same. He brings another interesting raya from the Ma'arik. Ma'arik says that what happens if a woman is mizana, but she doesn't know it's aser? There are a lot of these shailas throughout history. You might say, well, how could that be? Maybe if you get married when you're younger, you don't realize. You weren't taught about all the rules. But there's actually a very interesting shaila that post can deal with. Some guy came, and he was a guest at the house, and he was really a big tzaddik. He was saying tilim all day, and mamish, a big tzaddik. And then he tells this lady, you know what? I'm the Mashiach. And if you're boel me, the Mashiach will come. And if you boel me, the kid will be Mashiach. I don't remember. Kid will be Mashiach. There we go. So mamish, she mechave la mitzvah. She didn't know the Brisker Rav that said that, like, you can't do an Aveira to bring Mashiach. So what's the Shaila? So the Ma'arik in the end of the day says that it's going to be that the halacha is that if she thinks it's mutter, she's Asura Labaila, because Al Kopanim she's Mechavenes Limo Ma'al B'Isha. And when it comes to the Isra Labaila, it's Tolu in Limo Ma'al B'Isha. But the Taz is Medayik. Oh, but otherwise, in other areas of the Torah, it's going to be Mutter, because it's Taloi in Kavana, and therefore Omer Mutter Shogeg. And then he brings at the very end a Raya from Tosas and Bechoros. Tosas and Bechoros is a very straightforward Raya for him. For some reason, he quotes Tosas very strange. He says, even according to the Man De'amar Kansin and Shogeg Atumezid, Omer Mutter Shogeg. And all the Achronim jump on the Taz. They say, what is he talking about? It's a good Raya to the point he's trying to make. But the way he says the Raya is very schwer. Rabbi Kiveger and others don't understand the Taz. So that's the conclusion. The Taz is Omer Mutter Shogeg. There are those who argue, if you want to take a look, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkat and Chaf Gimel says that you see from Mako Zayin Amud Beis, Omer Mutter is Karov Lemezid. So, question is, are we, you know, doing ourselves a favor by learning this Siman or not? Now we know it's Asa Levatel Asa Lechatchila, so did we... Okay. Couple other small issues. Another famous stira between this Siman and elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch is the stira from Hilchos Chanukah. Everybody likes this. Mostly because, you know, if you're learning Yeridei and you need to give it about Torah and Chanukah, so it gives you a good thing to say. So what's the stira from Hilchos Chanukah, the Shach and the Taz and the Magen Avram? Everyone asks. In Orchaim, Tafet Reish, Ayin Zayin, Siv Dalid, it says the following. Let's say you have leftover Chanukah oil at the end of Chanukah, right? So what do you do with it? So the Marami Rottenberg says you should make a Madura and burn it. Now, if you learn like the Mechaber that you're allowed to be Mevatel, Isser D'Rabbanan, Shein Lo Ikar Min HaTorah, so I have a much better solution, just be Mevatel it. Yet the Mechaber paskins both halachos. Oh. And if you look at the Marami Rottenberg, it's explicit that he learns like the Rush. It's an interesting point. You might ask, even according to the Rush, this should be mutter, because it's Mechla Kali Liyasura, right? So the Marami Rottenberg asks that Shaila, and he gives an answer I didn't quite understand. But apparently, here your nene before it's Nechla Min HaOlam, as opposed to wood. Now, I would have thought they're the same, because combustion, the heat comes, so I don't know. But somehow or another, the Hana from burning oil is while the oil is still ba'olam as opposed to the hanav burning wood. Why that's true, I don't know. So anyway, so there's a stira in the Mechaber. So how do we answer it? So the Magen Avraham over there, Sifkat Yud Beis, answers, Shani Shemen Shebener Chanukah Davei Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why is it Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Because next year it's going to be mutter. If I don't make a madura and burn it after Chanukah, I could use it for next year's Chanukah oil. Now, one second, but the Maharami Ronberg says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to wait till next year because we're Choshish L'Takala. So the answer is no. That's just a Chumrah. Mikra Din, you could wait for next year. Because we're concerned you'll misuse it, you might put it in your salad dressing, so then we say, you better burn it. But since fundamentally it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, that's why it's not Batel. Now, this might be similar to the shaila of whether Chametz is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The problem with this is twofold. Number one is if you really think it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so then it shouldn't be Batel at all. The Ber Heite, Sifkan Yudal, that's that shaila in the Magen Avraham. He says, one second, if you think this is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the halacha is Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's not Batel. The Shulchan Aruch only said you shouldn't be mevatel at lechatchila, but if you were mevatel at its batel, but if you think that you shouldn't be mevatel at lechatchila because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, so then you should also say it's not batel b'diavad. Moreover, it doesn't make sense that it's davar sheyesh lo matirin because the issa remains. I mean, say, let's say you wait till next Chanukah. Even next Chanukah, you can't put it in your salad dressing, right? Tzuksa l'mitzvaso. So the issa that's now stays forever. The issa doesn't ever go away. So that's not Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is that which is usher now is going to become mutter. So what's going on with the Magen Avraham? So I assume the answer is the Magen Avraham doesn't really mean it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. He means Kein Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What's the svar of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Asher Shetochlanu Beser Tochlanu Beater. So therefore, for that same reason, we should say why be mevatalit? You could use it better. And therefore, for the same type of reason that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is not batel, this at least lechatchila, you shouldn't be mevatel lechatchila. Ah, the Shach over here gives a different answer. He says, no, ula that may be huksel mitzvaso is chamir tfei. Why is huksel mitzvaso chamir tfei? So he probably means that it's deraisa or close to deraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Beis Medalef learns that the basis of huksel mitzvaso is v'shafach v'chise b'mesh shafach yichase shelo yichasenu b'regel shelo yeh mitzvos b'zuyos alav. Now there's all discussion over there in Taisus, and also gets complicated what exactly is the iser, and there seem to be different types of huksel mitzvaso and the like, but at the end of the day there's a pasuk. So either it's deraisa, it's close to deraisa. Masha'en kein the Gemara Be'ah, or other cases of derabanan, when do we say it's mutter levatel es lechatchila for something that's derabanan? That's his answer. So he writes, it's v'dochak. So why is it v'dochak? Sounds like a good answer. So there's a nekudas akasef. This nekudas akasef is not, it's a funny nekudas akasef because it's on the shach. It's not, usually it's nekudas akasef from the taz. That's because it's not from the shach. It's a nekudas akasef from his son. And he writes, the reason why it's dochak is because muks is also deraisa. What? Muks is deraisa. So everybody jumps on this Nekudas HaKesef, the Minchas Yaakov, and others, they say, what is he talking about? We paskin muxes derabanan. And if you look in our version of the Nekudas HaKesef, the parenthesis said, and that's the maskana of the Gemara. It might be a havamina of the Gemara M'sachim that the muxes deraisa, but the maskana is derabanan. Tosus as beferish is derabanan. Almost everybody says it's derabanan. Maybe there's Epis Rashi and Beitza, not clear. Anyway, so doesn't, not clear, not so clear why the Shach's son said what he said. But since the maskana of the Gemara is that Muksa isn't deraisa, then maybe it shouldn't be a dochak answer. So maybe it's dochak for a different reason, because it's not so clear that Muksa l'mitzvaso is deraisa. If Muksa l'mitzvaso isn't deraisa, then the answer goes down the tubes. The Chavos Das is a fascinating answer. He writes that here it's much more problematic. Why? Bishlama, when we're talking about being mevatel, an iser achila, so the time that I eat the iser, or eat the taroves, it's batel. I'm not nene from the iser at all. Not only am I not nene, but it's kilo, it's eno b'olam. Masha'en kein, when we're dealing with a iser hana, so I'm nene from the bittel. Now, if you're and therefore it's being nana mina iser. In other words, the Chavos Das might even go so far as to say that, sounds like he's saying, that
There's an even if we paskin against the Ravid, Ein Meval and Isser L'Chatchil is only a Din D'Rabbanan, like Rosh Rishonim say, but there's an Isser D'Oraisa Levatal Isurei Hana B'Chavana. Why? Because I'm Nanem and Isser. Right? Right now, this is an Isser Hana. I throw it in, now it becomes Mutter, so I was Nanem and Isser. Right. So that's an Isser D'Oraisa. Same thing over here. You're being Nanem and Isser. Now, B'Dieved, it works. Maybe you should say the Bittel shouldn't even work B'Dieved because you're Nanem and Isser. No. It works because the Isser turns into Heter. But the Maisa Bittel is an Isser D'Oraisa. That's the way Chavos Das says, and therefore he says that's why the Machaber over there is Machmir. Many Achronim, there are a lot of proofs that there isn't an Isser D'Oraisa even by Isser Hana. Why not? Why is Chavos Das wrong? So some Achronim say it's because it's Shaloka Derech Hana'aso, and therefore it's not considered. It's true you are Nanem and Isser, but the Isser D'Oraisa being Nanem from Isser Hana is only Kederech Hana'aso, and that type of hanav being mevatel, it isn't kederach hanaso. Yes.
That's okay that the ultimate tzitzis is an isser hana.
That's true. That's what the Chavos Das is assuming. You can't be nanef for the mitzvah, for a secular purpose. But you're correct. It isn't so clear. When I was in Tzvicha, there weren't yardei chaburas except for Rabbi Ganak. So I went to Rabbi Ganak shlitas chabura. So I don't remember so much of what we did. But one thing I remember, he got really into this sugya, and the steer from Hilchos Chanukah, and he said a vart from the Rav. The Rishonim say the reason why you should burn the oil after Chanukah and you shouldn't just wait for it is because we're choshish l'takala. But the Rav held it was a din in Sreifas Kadshim. And he had all sorts of very interesting rayos for that. Won't get into the details. I think this is written up in the Gan Shoshanim, Simon Mem Aleph, if you want to see the details. So the reason why the Mechaber was Machmir in Hilchos Chanukah is not just Altspitter Eslachatchila would be fine, but you need to be kind. The mitzvah, Asa'ua Kekadshim, Shenisfsalu, Shetunim Sreifa, and that's why you should do it. Okay. One last thing before we get to the good stuff, the scotch. So, to leave it for the end. So, I should have brought some. Rabbi Shechter, I was recently at a siyum it was after the siyum of the Daf Yomi finished Maseches Moed. And Rabbi Shechter said, this is the second siyum of the day. These modern Orthodox, I went to a Seder Moed, these modern Orthodox people, the second siyum that didn't have schnapps at the siyum. No, something wrong with modern Orthodox. Okay, they don't. So, that's fine. So so who is it usher? Who is it usher for? So the Rashba writes that not only is the knas, and if I'm mevato b'mezid, is the knas on the mevato, but it's also usher l'mishin is batel avuro. Why? K'dei shelo yehane bo ma'isav harayim. Of Lasharkal Adam Mutter. So it's Asr for me, the Mevatel, at least if I'm the owner, and it's Asr for Mishinis Batel Avuro. The Rashban of Beis Yosef assume that this is also the position of the Rambam, which is a bit of a chiddush. The Rambam doesn't say it at all, but they think that logically, based off of what the Rambam would say, he would agree to this as well. Now, there's an interesting shaila here. What's the halacha by Maisa Shabbos? We know for Maisa Shabbos, we have a similar thing of a knas, and it's aser lemevashel, right? If I cook on Shabbos, it's aser. So is it also aser lemishin is bashel bavuro? So there's a mugin of rum, shin yud ches, so sifkat and base, that says it's mistaber, that just like we say it in Yoredei, it's aser lemishin is batel avuro, which should be aser on Shabbos, lemishin is bashel avuro. However, he says that from the base Yosef, you could be medayik that there's a difference. What's the deal? The Beis Yosef asked an interesting question. He says, why should it be that it's aser lemish and is batel bavuro? Because I'm going to do it again. Well, ein adam chote velo lo. Maybe I'll be mevatel to help myself, but I'm not going to be chote and be mevatel iser l'chatchila to help my friend. Therefore, why should it be that the Rashba says it's aser lemish and is batel bavuro? I thought that was a very funny question. I didn't understand it at all, because when I do things for other people, it doesn't mean that I have altruistic motivations.
I'm cooking for them because they're paying me to cook that for them, or because I want to do them a favor so they'll give me a favor, the like. It's not really ein adam chodik lo. We find in halacha many places that giving a matana is the no sein of the matana is considered to be nana as well, not just the mekabel. But anyway, that's the Beis Yosef's kasha. So he gives two answers. He says, well, you're right. Really, we shouldn't be concerned because of ein adam chodik lo. But here, we're extra machmir for two reasons. One is because it doesn't look like it's aser. Afagav de ein adam chodiv lo shani hacha de lo mashma lehu leinshi de ikka yisura b'milsa. So we're extra machmir. And we are concerned since it doesn't look like it's aser. People think, why should it be aser? It's batal, halachic man. So therefore we're concerned that in this case he's going to do it b'mezid. And the second reason is Ishar Yasle Linis Bashel Bishvilo Chayshinan Dilma Asi Lameimar Lagayshi Vatlanu. Those are the reasons of the Beis Yosef. So it says the Magen Avraham, both of those reasons don't apply for Hilchos Shabbos. Why? Hilchos Shabbos, Bishul B'Shabbos, nobody ever thinks that it's mutter. It's not Mashbul La'inshi De'ikah Hatera, right? Everybody knows Bishul's Aser. So the first reason the Beis Yosef won't apply to Bishul B'Shabbos. And the second reason won't apply as well, because anyway it's Aser Ad Motzei Shabbos Bechdei Shi'asu if you ask a guy to do it. So you're not going to benefit by asking a guy anyway. And Memela, those two reasons don't apply. So according to the Beis Yosef, he thinks that it shouldn't be Aser and Hilchos Shabbos L'mishin is Bashel Bavuro. Now this raises a very interesting question which the Badi HaShulchan and others deal with, many of the poskim deal with. We're not going to do it now, but just Mar Makom Hulacha, which is, are these two Kenasos similar or are they different? Are they for similar reasons or are they for different reasons? The Gemara and Gittin puts them together, it sounds like they should be similar, but we do find a number of differences. Perhaps one difference is that one focuses on the Avera, one focuses on the result. So that's something to think about. Rav Shechter writes about it as well. Okay, so now for the fun. Sherry casks. So there are actually two cases where this comes up. There's two types of issues. One is blended whiskey, where the concern is that they blended a small amount of sherry or other substance into the whiskey. That's why if you speak to old-timers, they'll say, we're very firm, we only have single malts. Why? It's not because they like it better. It's because they don't blend in certain additives into single malts. Now, why would they blend in sherry? So it could be because of the taste. It could be, interestingly enough, for a different reason. The law is that you're allowed to add what's called blenders. Up to 2% of the bottle could be a blender. And why would you do this? Happens to be that blenders are tax-free. The way you pay taxes on whiskey is by the alcohol content. That's why it says proof and the like. So higher taxes on higher alcohol content. But you don't have to pay taxes on blenders if in the case of the blender, if diluted to 14%, the alcohol is undrinkable. The laws are pretty complicated. But there's a mammonistic reason as well as a taste reason why a person might add in blenders. It happens to be that there aren't blenders in scotch, even generally speaking, blended scotch. But other alcoholic beverages do use blenders. And there are times, this is true much more for Canada. In America comes from citrus wine. But in Canada, so it's more of an issue for like Canadian whiskey. So the blenders are often wine. So that's one issue. One issue is actually blending in sherry, or sherry comes from Stam Yeinam. The second issue is the casks. Now, the casks might be more of a problem because there's not necessarily a sheer bittel. It happens to be that with the blenders, there's usually going to be a sheer bittel. This might depend on what the sheer bittel is. We won't get into this now. Maybe we'll get to it later at the end of the year. But there's a machlokas aposkim whether the sheer bittel for Stam Yeinam is 1/6 or 1/60. How we paskin is unclear. We'll see shortly. Rav Moshe assumes lahakel that the shear is 1/6. There's also a shaila if that shear bittel of 1/6 is only when you're mevatel it with water, or would it even be true with other liquids? In this case, scotch or schnapps. So Rav Moshe here is makel as well. He thinks that the shear bittel of 1/6 applies not just if you're mevatel it with water, but even with other liquids. So should this be mutter? So bepashtos, it should be aser. This is bitul iser lechatchila. Let's say the sherry casks. So I want this to, I'm mechaven levat alisa iser. It's iruv lechatchila. It's not just, even if you say it's, it, you know, maybe it should be mutter because it's in the liquor mina toira, right? Like the mechaber. But one second, this is not even hosafa lechora. It's la'arev lechatchila. And therefore, at least according to the Rashba and the Rush, it should be aser. Now, maybe you'll say, okay, well, it's aser to do, but I don't own a whiskey factory. I'm just buying it from the whiskey store. So it should be mutter to buy from it. So this might depend on the machlokes between the Taz and the Rivash. If you noticed, the Taz over here in our simon wrote that it's Sifkat and Yud, B'Shem the Marshal, that Mishn is Batel B'Shvilo, it's only Usser if he knew about it and was happy with it. But if he didn't know about it, so then it's Mutter. So in this case, when Seagram's blends the whiskies, so I don't know about it, and therefore you could argue that according to the Taz, it would be Mutter. If you look there, Rabbi Akiva Eger, on that Taz's mayor, that the Rivash disagrees. The Rivash writes that let's say I'm a store owner and I'm the Vatel Isser to sell, so then it's Usser for everybody because I'm the Chavein B'Shvilam. If I own a store, so I'm the Vatel for everybody else. So then we're stuck. According to the Rivash, this would be a problem. Or maybe you'll say it's different because it's Gayim. They don't have an Isser Levatel Isser Lechatchila. So this is actually a machlokas between the Radvaz and the Rashbash. It's quoted, if you want to see, in the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat and Mem Dalid, and in Biurim Dibor Maslash and Isbatel, what would we say for Gayim that are Mechavein Levatel? In the end of the day, though,
I know that
they're doing it, but they're not, there's no Isser on Gayim Levatel Isser Lechatchila. Oh, you're saying according to the Taz. I know. Not when they're doing it. When they're doing it, I don't know. I know when I bought it, they did it already. So that's a question. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I would have thought the other way, but I hear what you're saying. If you look, there's a three chuvos in Rav Moshe about it. The Iker one, Yoridei Achelik Aleph Simen Samach Beis Samach Gimel Samach Dalet. These are all chuvos to Yoridei Aleph, and the Iker one we're going to do is Samach Gimel. These are all chuvos to Rabbi Teitz. Rabbi Teitz thought it should be Usser, and he like had a real real campaign to stop it. Everybody was doing it. And Rav Moshe's Mekel, at least Mikra Din, and the Chuvos discuss a lot of things. They're long Chuvos. Much of them discuss issues concerning Yayin Nesach and the like. But we'll focus on the part that relates to Bitul Isser Lechatchila. And Rav Moshe writes the following. He says, well, let's say, what's that back? Rav Teitz wrote it should be Aser. Why? There's a halacha that if Goyim brings something michutz l'tchum, so if they're bringing it for Jews, it's Aser. Now, what about if they're bringing it for everybody and the population is 10% Jews, so it's still Aser, because they're bringing more for the Jews, right? This is like the newspaper on Shabbos Shaila, right? The New York Times wouldn't print as many New York Times if all the Jews canceled their subscriptions. So they're not doing it for the Jews, but they're definitely doing more because Jews have subscriptions. So the same thing over here. If all the Jews stop drinking schnapps, whiskey, schnapps, so let's assume they would, they're not rove. Hope not. But the stomach, Moshe says, so let's say it's 10%. So 10% is a lot. There's a lot of bottles. You know, not everybody's modern Orthodox, according to Rabbi Shachter. So some Jews do drink whiskey. So that's Rav Teitz's taina. It should be Aser. So Rav Moshe writes, I have four reasons why I think you could be Mekel. Number one is that since it's only a Kenas, it's only Shayach for someone who does an Isser. And moreover, Naniach, you're going to say it's Aser. So that means 10% of the bottles are Aser, 90% are Mutter. Because Rav Teitz said it should be like they brought it Chutz L'Tchum, so they make 10% of the bottles for Jews, and they're Mechavin Levatel for Jews. Let's say, worst comes to worst, it makes it Aser. Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. And therefore, okay, so 10% of the bottles are usher. You go to the whiskey store, you buy a bottle. You could assume it's mutter. This was one of the ones that are mutter. He says, maybe you'll say breira. We say breira for drabban. He says, no, we say breira for drabban l'chumra. L'kula, not l'chumra. So therefore, any bottle you take, you could say, that's one of the ones that was for the gayim, and kol deparsh meruba parsh, it's mutter. Then he says, another reason, if you learn like the Maharshal and the Taz, so it's mutter. You didn't know about it. He doesn't learn like you. He says, I the rivash, okay. But it's at least a strong sniff. Number three, Tosus and Psachem holds that Isser Rabbanan she'en lo shorish min ha-Torah is mutter levata l'chatchila, and Yayin Nesach b'zman hazeh is ein lo irka min ha-Torah. We're not concerned about Yayin Nesach itself. That's why we treat it as mutter ba'ana. And also, number four, the Rambam Shita. We said before, the Rambam says that he doesn't hold of the chumra v'yesh lo irka min ha-Torah. He doesn't hold of the chiluk between la'arev and levatel. Now again, that's not so clear. We mentioned this before. You could have read the Rambam also asers la'arev l'chatchila, but he learns like the Rambam says it's aser even le, it's mutter for din rabbanan even la'arev l'chatchila. Now, Rav Moshe himself writes in the previous tshuva that ledina bal nefesh should be machmir, though not necessarily for this reason, for other issues in terms of the stam yenim issues. He writes in the tshuva a very fascinating point. It's a good thing to know. He writes, so therefore, ledina, I myself don't drink these blended whiskeys that might have wine in them, unless somebody offers me a l'chaim. So then I don't want to offend the person by being machmir, since I think it's mutter min adin, so then I take it. He would be, you know, can just imagine, you give Moshe a cup of schnapps and he says it's not kosher. Of course, you know, he could have said I don't drink whiskey, but... there's two articles that I found, exactly. There's an article in the Star K on this and an article in the OU. The OU's article is very machmir, and the conclusion is, in light of the various issues raised, it is worthwhile for the kosher consumer to demand only kosher certified alcoholic beverages. The Star K says, basically, it could be much more makel unless you know otherwise. There's just some mitzias points. Most of them are not going to be sherry. The distillery manager or group blender orchestrates what is available to try to achieve consistent bottling. It is therefore difficult, even in a single malt, to be sure that not a drop came from sherry cask. But most distilleries only use, of the casks, use 94% bourbon and 6% sherry casks. So when everything is mixed together, even if we assume that in any particular cask there isn't a sheer bittel, but totally there definitely will be a sheer bittel. In the better quality distilleries, it's 80% bourbon, 20% sherry, so you still are okay. Meaning to say, with Moshe was, there's even in terms of the casks, you could basically assume that there is a sheer bittel. In terms of the Star K's research, again, it's a little different than the OU's research, but the Star K's bottom line is Scotch and Irish whiskey would be acceptable unless specifically stated that the beverage has been aged in sherry casks, finished in sherry or port casks. We do not have to assume that this is the case unless the company asserts it's so. Meaning to say, even if you want to be machmir like Rav Moshe, unless they say unless they advertise sherry casks, like some do, like McKellen does, but unless they advertise sherry casks, then you have no reason to assume that they are. All right, we'll stop here. Next time, Bezos Hashem, we will pick up with the new sugya of Kama Kama Batil. And hopefully we'll finish Sadi test next year on Monday. I think we'll do Simin Kuf, and then we'll have a Bechina. Kuf isn't so long, so we'll have a Bechina. So you should start Chazarin. Have a good day. Sorry, went late.